Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, this is Rocky, and I want to thank you for listening to Professor Gary Lee's Parts Unknown Show on the best AMAA Masters and Pioneers Radio Network. The best sports karate interviews, special announcements, and special surprises each week on this Tuesday night. Professor Gary Lee has a knockout punch every week for your enjoyment. Supporting the Sports Karate Museum Archives and the history in America. It ain't about how hard you get hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Yo, Professor Gary Lee, great job.
Yo, Adrian.
This program is sponsored by the American Martial Arts Alliance Foundation and Elite Publications. Everyone has a story. You just have to get it out. Visit Elite Publications at www.elitepublications.org.
Aloha, everybody. This is Professor Gary Lee, and I want to say thank you for allowing us to come to your home on a Tuesday night and share with you the history of sport karate and all the incredible people that are part of it. But before I introduce my co-host and my very special guest tonight, and our very special show, Dealing with the Six, I want to introduce the man that has put us on the air for 9 years and around the world. He is the president of the AMAAA Foundation. Also, he runs the Elite Publication. So if you got a book out there that you think you need to write, this is a man to talk to. And I want to bring him on right now. Hunty Jesse Bond, sir.
Hey, sir. How you doing?
Well, it's just getting better and better. I guess I got that from you because you say that every time I call you. So,
hey, better and better.
Jesse, I want to say something right off the bat. I turned you on to one of the greatest fighters we ever had in America. His name is Sir Troy Dorsey. And you're going to be doing a book for him? Is that going to work out?
Yeah, well, we're meeting on tomorrow to find out what it is he'd like to do, and from that point, you know, really moving forward, it's really been great this year. We're working with some great martial artists. Actually, we just launched Dennis Brown's book project, and we have several other people that are coming out, and that's going to be releasing their books along with our books actually in Vegas this year, so... You know, it's really been good. Really helping people to not just, you know, write a book, but really there's some things that so many things that we can share through our knowledge as martial artists. We can also build our brand and market ourselves. And you know, Troy has a great, you know, number one, he has a great story about his career, but then he's a spiritual person and how he ties all that together to understand.
Yeah.
Who he is today, the person he is today. So I'm really looking forward to working with him.
Well, tell me about what you're doing for Bill in Las Vegas in July the 15th. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, you know, we're now in that third series of books. We did the Who's Who in the Martial Arts. We did the Martial Arts Masters and Pioneers. Now we're doing the Martial Artists Changing Lives. And this book is gathering martial artists that are making a difference in the martial arts. That these are the people that are changing lives. And we're doing a tribute to Grandmaster Bill Superfoot Wallace, which is going to be really outstanding. You know, we have people from all over the country, all over the world, that's participating in celebrating Bill Superfoot Wallace. You know, he has impacted so many individuals, has impacted the martial arts. And this is that time that, you know, hey, we honor that person and pay tribute to him. And this is going to be in Las Vegas on July the 15th, 16th, on 15th and 16th. We have a ring that we delegate, you know, the Bill Superfoot Wallace tribute ring. And we have a book expo we're going to be doing with Take Center Stage. So it's going to have, we've got a lot of stuff we're going to be introducing for the first time the Presidential Community Service Award. So, you know, it's going to be great. Bill's going to do a seminar. Cynthia is supposed to be a host for the ring presentation. So it's going to be a packed weekend.
Yes. Well, you know, I want to say one thing. Last year, Bill Wallace gave me permission to give out the middleweight fighting award from the Sport Karate Museum in his name, and we made a beautiful award. And the first recipient was one of the greatest fighters we've ever had, Steve Babcock from the John Paul Mitchell team. But, you know, Bill Wallace is an amazing man. He has changed lives. But I want to say something publicly. You, Jesse Bond, you change lives. You do a lot for a lot of people, and you're behind the scenes of a lot of things. And a lot of the accomplishments that I've accomplished, not only through the radio program, but through our book last year, our ring, it's all because of you. And I want to say thank you, Jesse Bond, from Elite Publications. Now, if anybody wants to contact you and learn about doing a book or being coached by the great Jesse Bowen, please tell them how to get in contact with you, sir.
Well, the easiest way, we have a new website, which is elitepublications.org. But we actually have online classes now that we've developed for writing. You know, in 30 days, you can write a book by going through our online class. It's a step-by-step process that you follow. We're working with non-martial artists, helping them to develop a speaker, public speaking career in their martial arts. So we're expanding what we do as martial artists. You know, we're expanding that out. But, no, the easiest way to do is just go to the website, and that is elitepublications.org, and there you can contact me, sit down with you, you know, decide what it is you want to do, and then help you to be able to, if it's to monetize your book, we help you monetize your book. You know, if it's just a book you want to put out there that just to share your, you know, your story, your memoir, then we work on doing that, and we do every aspect of the publishing.
Well, I sure wish I knew you 10 years ago when I did my book, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to do Memoirs of American Samurai with Elite Publications and have you coach me through the second book that I've done. So God bless you, Jesse Bowen, and I appreciate
you.
Well,
we appreciate you, sir.
Yes, sir. Well, ladies and gentlemen,
we appreciate you,
Jesse Bowen. That was Humpty Jesse Bowen, the great publisher of Elite Publications and a mentor to many. Now, I want to introduce the two guys that put up with me every week, and they're incredible men. The first person, he's knocking people out right now, he told me, but I'm going to try to call him first. He's a 40-time, I'm not exaggerating, 40-time NASCAR world champion, Mr. Dean Pyle. Dean, you there?
Yes, sir, I'm right here, and it was 45, but it's not. It don't matter. You got 40.
Well, you can slap me next time you see me because I was
Hey,
five.
Hey, CO.
How you doing, bud?
I'm going to talk to you some in Cherokee, so I said CO. That's how you say hello in Cherokee, just like the short version. The long version would be OCO, but we'll start doing that some for you since you didn't know I was Cherokee.
Oh, I know you're an animal. That's all I know.
So now I want to know.
You heard him talking a little earlier, and I mean, he's one of the great guys. And you guys know me; I don't throw around grandmaster or master to too many people. But I certainly enjoy saying the word master in front of this man. Now he just received his 9th degree black belt through a grueling test, where people came from all around the country to see him do this. And we're also going to recognize this 9th degree black belt in October at Roy Kerman's event in Houston, Texas. I'm talking about my second co-host, Mr. A.J. Perry. A.J., you there, bud?
I'm here. Thank you for the nice introduction.
Well,
I have to go, you
mail,
know,
right.
I have to go squeeze my head to get it smaller now.
I hear you, buddy. Well, you know,
no, thank you.
You and Dean are so important to me, and tonight we got a really special short guest I want to introduce him. He's a 5-time, that's right, 5-time ISKA champion. He also fought as a cruiserweight with Del Palo out of Oklahoma. He fought as a team on the WCL League, which was Chuck Norris's vision of kickboxing, and I've got him on the air. Are you there, Randy?
I'm here.
Hey, Randy, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing good. Just hanging outside in this beautiful weather in Oklahoma. Beautiful.
I hear you. Now, we're going to be debuting your book the same time we do Bill's book in Vegas. Is that correct?
My book will be debuting June 1st, so that's coming up here real soon. So,
Right now we're doing pre-orders.
The book
tells your life story and tells how you became a kickboxing champion, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's got everything from how I got started in the World Combat League to achieving these world titles and all the struggles that went along with it. And then how I came out on top. So, yeah, it's
absolutely
a pretty interesting story.
And then you got a great publisher who we just had on the phone, Mr. Bowen. I mean, I know he really, really likes you, and I know you consider him to be a coach. And, you know, he's one of my coach and mentors, too. Now, let me ask you a question. What was your first year that you won your first world title in the ISKA?
It was in 2012.
And then what was the last year that you won the ISKA title?
2019.
Wow. Okay. Now you fought
I won it.
Go ahead.
In the WCL, I fought at cruiserweight, and how that whole thing even started. I made it on the team with two amateur fights and one pro fight. So, really, they couldn't find anybody as a backup. So, I kind of raised my hand like, okay, well, I'll be a part of the team. And I really wasn't supposed to actually fight. Well, the starter at that time, he fought the first round and didn't want to go back out in the second round because he said his shoulder hurt. So, that's how I made my debut. So, I got kind of thrown out there with the big pack of wolves, and, you know, the coach at the time, which was Apollo, he didn't really know how to coach me, and so all he told me was, just get out there and throw your reach. And so I went out there, and I tussled with the guy. I hit him with a spinning back kick. I dropped him. He gets back up, and I hit him again with another spinning back kick, and then I laid him out. And that's actually how I got my nickname, Boom Boom. And, you know, Chuck Norris was there, you know, front and center stage. And, yeah, that's how I got my nickname.
That's cool, man. Did you ever meet Boom Boom Mancini? Yeah, the boxer.
I did not. But I've seen a ton of his fights and huge fans.
Yeah. Yeah, he was a friend of mine back in the day. Now,
Youngstown, Ohio.
Question. Are you, now, through the pandemic and everything, there hasn't been really anything up, but are you up for another fight pretty soon to defend your title?
Right now, my focus has been trying to launch this book. I've got a documentary that'll be launching too. Really, that's the same day that my book launches. So that's been my main focus. And then after that, then we'll see about coming back to defend my world title.
Well, listen, Boom Boom. May I call you Boom Boom?
Yes, sir. Of course.
Okay. Boom Boom. I want to get you back on the air.
Just don't call me Bam Bam.
Okay. Bam Bam. Okay. I won't call you Bam Bam. Okay. Boom Boom. I want to get you back on the air before your book launch, and we can really pump it hard. And don't go anywhere, because we got a couple segments here, and I'm going to bring you back. And we're going to play the Legends Name Game, Boom Boom, where I'll hit you with a name. And you can talk about them for about 2 minutes, and we'll go to another name. So don't go nowhere, okay, Boom Boom? I'll be right back. Okay, buddy?
Okay.
Super. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking to Boom Boom Randy Blake, 5-time ISK champion and WCL champion that when Chuck Norris tried to create the kickboxing.
Hey, Gary?
But Randy fought as a cruiserweight. Yeah, AJ.
You know, I'm familiar with the school that he trained in originally in east side of Cleveland. That was a good school. Cool. That was a very good
quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that's AJ put into Randy, and that's great, man, because he said he was from Cleveland, Ohio, and you're from Cleveland, Ohio, so you guys know the same area. That's cool. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm really excited about this next part because on the first of the month, we've committed ourselves to bring together the six. Now, let me explain what the six is. This is six different martial artists from around the country, and we deal with topics. Sometimes people don't want to talk about them. Sometimes they need to talk about them. Sometimes, like tonight, it has a little comical approach to it, but these guys are the best in the business, and I'll be introducing them individually. So the first one, always a lady you introduce first. She is from New Jersey. She lives in North Carolina now. She trained in Shoryu Karate Do, and now she trains explicitly in Kung Fu. She's an amazing person. Let me share this with you. Years ago, she gave me the suitcase that Peter Urban, the great Peter Urban from American Goju, the first 10th-degree black belt in America, she gave me that suitcase to be displayed at the museum. And I'm talking about PKL champion Karen Slatcher. Karen, you there?
Yes, I am. How are you, Gare?
I'm doing great. I think the introductions are getting better and better and better.
I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Yes, ma'am.
Well, I've enjoyed introducing you every week. But tonight we got, like I said, a little comical attitude. And the sixth, I put you guys on the spot. Here's the question.
Okay.
What cartoon character in your career most suited your personality? Would you consider you to be Superman, Batman, Daffy Duck, Super Chicken, Tweety Bird, or Bugs Bunny? Oh, you have one for me that's new.
I got a new one. I used to work in retail, and I also sang in a bluegrass gospel band for about 15 years. So I used to be able to kind of morph from somebody who worked in a print shop and then go out and do all this singing. But if I got angry, the Karate Kid would come out. That was like, so they said I was Miss Piggy, who used to go, hi-ya, and break things in the background.
You said Miss Piggy?
Miss Piggy, yep.
From the Muppets.
I would get up. I could sing, I could do all of that stuff, but when I got mad, you'd hear, hi-ya. So that's what they used to call me.
You're talking about Miss Piggy from the Muppets, right?
Yes, Gary, from the Muppets.
Now, Karen, did you know I was Bayou Buzzard as a Muppet?
Yes, I did.
In Six Flags?
I did.
And also, I don't know if you know this or not, but I stood in line at Radio City Music Hall in 1972. Because a man named Jim Henson, who invented the Muppets, was looking for voiceovers. And I was hired as Sleazy in the first Muppet appearance on SNL, and it's Atlanta Bourke. Did you know that?
Yes.
That's wild, isn't it? Well, Miss Piggy, I love talking to you. And
I love talking to you,
sweet.
Doug.
And I'll remember that, okay? Pandas and Miss Piggy. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen,
alrighty.
Incredible Karen Slatcher, and she's one of the best woman martial artists that America ever created. And I'm gonna move right along now. Now this man, I really enjoy introducing him. He is the co-founder of the Black Karate Federation. He is now the president of the Black Karate Federation. PhD, Marine. He also worked at Black Belt Magazine, if I throw that in. He was a direct student Joe Lewis. I'm talking about the amazing Jerry Smith. Jerry, are you there, sir?
I am. Yes, I am.
How you feeling tonight, sir? Feeling pretty good. Good. Now, I know we talked a little bit and before I got you on the air, but I want to ask you the question, sir. Okay, what cartoon character in your career most suited your personality? Would you consider you to be Superman, Batman, Daffy Duck, Super Chicken, Tweety Bird, or Bugs Bunny? This is going to be fun.
Well, I would have to say, in honor of my best friend who has passed on, Guru Cliff Stewart, one of the three founders of the VKF. And Cliff would all, you know, we taught a lot of kids from the ghetto and from the really, really rough areas. And a lot of gang members as well brought them in. And
the sport karate.
The one thing that if you deal.
Blog radio show with special guest, 5-time world kickboxing champion, Randy Boom Boom Blake.
I don't know what's going on, Jerry.
Who's that? Who's
that? I don't know. I think he was introducing Randy. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Anyway, I guess I'll have to say this again. My best friend was Guru Cliff Stewart, who has passed away. He was my best friend in the world. And when you're working with a lot of tough kids, you know, in the neighborhood, the one thing that you never do, you never, ever, ever admit that you have a weakness in any way. So once we had started the school and it was going well, if ever anyone complained about something, I said, oh, we gotta do this, or he did this, did that to me, Cliff would say, well, listen, you know, brother, he'd go, in the words of the immortal Super Chicken, you knew the job was dangerous when you took it. He would, and I would laugh. I would be on the floor laughing. He could say that 30 times, and I would laugh 30 times because I just thought it was hilarious. So in honor of Cliff Stewart, I would have to say Super Chicken.
There you go. Well, Cliff Stewart, rest in peace, sir. And God bless you for running being the president of the Black Karate Federation, which is one of the largest federations we have in America. And I wish you the very best, Uncle Jerry. God bless you, sir. Moving right along.
Thank you.
A protege of Jerry Smith, but he's also a very traditional martial artist, a 10th degree black belt. And he runs the webpage on the Sports Museum. I'm talking about Mr. Tom Spellman. Professor Tom Spellman. Tom, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am, Gary.
I know you thought about this, but basically, what cartoon character do you think your personality is, sir?
Well, you know, I probably could, you know, have a whole litany of different characteristics from a whole bunch of different cartoon characters as far as the craziness that I've done and been in my lifetime. But the one that really truly, you know, comes to mind is a cartoon character from the 60s, Johnny Quest. And
yeah.
it was an adventure show with a young man who his father was a researcher and doctor, and they went around the world getting into all kinds of mysteries and all kinds of things. John was constantly learning cultural, you know, nuances of places where he went and was drawn into. So in the early 60s, he was practicing judo in the show as one of the things that he did as an activity.
Wow.
And yeah, and so, you know, so much of what the character was, you know, influenced me, at least thinking about, you know, I ended up, when I went to college, I had a dual major of history and sociology, which kind of reflected some of the things that I enjoyed, you know, the challenges that he used those to solve. And I also, you know, idolized my father like his character idolized him. Also taught me jiu-jitsu that he had learned and whatnot when I was very young. So, interesting, there's a whole lot of pieces of that particular character that I'm familiarizing myself with. Understand.
Mr. Spellman, this is Wolverine. If I could, right quick,
yes,
I hate
sir.
To interrupt you, but I wanted to tell everybody if you're in the background and you're not and it's not your turn to talk, if you'll please just place your phone on mute. That way we can hear what each person has to say, because in live radio that comes across and it makes it hard to hear and it starts cutting out whoever's speaking. So if you can, just place your phone on mute. I appreciate it. Thank you. Sorry for interrupting you, Professor Spellman, but I just wanted to make sure we got to hear what you were saying there.
Thank you, Dean. I appreciate that. I know everybody else does, too. Oh, yeah, that character, interesting enough for me anyway, was so endearing because of the fact that there were so many similarities, especially looking back on that character. And it was just a great opportunity, and it was a character and a show that broke very special ground because it was one of the first ones that was using real characters as opposed to the cartoony characters of Disney and that kind of thing. So it really translated, and it was one of the few shows in that era that adults were drawn into as well because of that. Watching their kid, which was really kind of
it was
cool
an amazing
thing.
Show. I remember it vividly. I used to watch it every week. So now, every time I think about Johnny Quest, I think about Professor Tom Spellman. I love it. Well, moving right along, I've got this young man I've known since he was an orange belt. And you know what? I'm so proud of him. He is now the president of the AOK. That is the Amateur Organization of Karate, which runs the largest sport karate group in Texas. Now, that's cool. That is really cool. But what's really cool about him is that he's won the MVP AOK Golden Greek Award over 5 times. And you know what? My memory is terrible here recently because I know he won it probably more than 5, but he won't tell me for some reason or other. But you know what? It took me 17 years just to win it one time. But he's won it over 5 times. I'm talking about the one, the only, D.E. Chambers. D.E., are you there, David?
I feel you, sir. I feel you.
Well, are you going to eventually tell me how many times you won the Golden Greek or not?
Well, I think I've been hit by you a couple of times, so I don't remember all the finals
way
back when.
Now, the question is real cool tonight. What cartoon character in your career most suited your personality? Would you consider you to be Superman, Batman, Daffy Duck, Tweety Bird, or Bugs Bunny?
Wow, when I was coming up, everybody wanted to be Superman because we watched the Superman and Super Friends. And I said, man, I like the Green Lantern and I like the Aquaman. There was a lot of them I liked. But everybody had special powers other than Batman. I kept saying, why is he on the show at all? He didn't seem to carry no special powers. He couldn't turn into anything. He couldn't get no strength. But later in life, I realized Batman was the best one on there. And so if I want to emulate anyone, Batman, because Batman was the thinker. He might not have the strength of the next person, but he could outthink someone. He can use technology. He could use skill. Not strength, but skill. And so I said Batman was the one. Now, as a child, I wasn't fancy him, but as I learned later, sometimes in life, you need to outthink people, you need to outthink situations. That yeah. is what I'm looking at. So I'm going to say Batman is the one I'm going to beat today.
Well, I'm going to plug you a little bit because I've watched you fight for years. I've seen you fight as a intermediate. I've seen you fight as a brown belt. I've seen you fight as a major black belt in the circus. And I can say one thing about David Chambers. You are very, very smart. I've seen you get yourself out of situations and win, and then win grand championships because you are smarter than the average bear. So God bless you, D.E. God bless you, man. Well,
I thank you. Hopefully I'll see you on May the 14th in spirit. We got our big event coming up next week. We got the next. I hope to see you there in spirit.
Oh, Christmas in May, right?
Christmas in May. We are giving out Christmas toys to everybody, every kid that walk in the building. We're giving out bicycles for first place. So I hope to see you there. Hope to see everybody there.
Well, the Sport Car Museum is one of your biggest sponsors and officially on the air. You're grand champion in junior and in adult. They get
yes.
a special seed at Collar Wars in October
yes.
the 8th. And we're doing that because you bring out the best in competition, and you have for years. Now, exactly where is going to be the Christmas tonight? Where's it going to be at?
It's Fallbrook Gymnasium and the Community Center, because it's actually in two separate gymnasiums, and that is in Houston, Texas, on Walters Road, Houston, Texas. You can go to
and your phone number. Your phone number is 832 go or travel to it.
832-969-5584 or Event Reg. And Event Reg has all the details.
There you go. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was Mr. David Chambers, the president of the Amateur Organization of Karate and the producer of the Christmas to May tournament coming up next week. Now, moving right along, this is exciting for me, too. Okay. You know, I introduced them earlier, but these guys keep me on the line. And the first person I'm going to bring up is Mr. A.J. Perry. Now, A.J., you there, buddy?
I'm here. How are you?
Okay. What cartoon character in your career most suited your personality would you consider to be Superman, Batman, Daffy Duck, Tweety Bird, Bugs Bunny, or do you have a new one for me?
That's funny. You know, you got a sense of humor, Gary. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize this, but a sense of humor is a big part of leadership.
Yep.
And, you know, you got to be lighthearted. A lot of people in martial arts they take themselves way too seriously. And if you want to lead people, you have to have a sense of humor, and you do have that.
Well, thank you.
When I first opened up my club, I was 20 years old, and probably about a month after I opened the club up, my students, I don't know, at the time I probably had about 15, you know, not a big group or anything, but, you know, it was a start. They gave me a baseball shirt. And had the Tasmanian devil on the front of it. And
I love it.
They said, "This is you, sir." So that's why I had to say the Tasmanian devil.
Well, I believe that fits you, buddy. That's great. So we got Johnny Quest, Super Chicken. We got Golly Bum, Tasmanian devil. And Karen,
well,
Golly
you know,
Bum, kinda, Chicken.
It was kind of funny because Monty didn't know who the Tasmanian devil was, you know.
Really?
And I said, you know, he was on, you know, the Roadrunner show, and he made noises like, wah, like that, you know.
Oh, he was a bad dude. He was. You know, that's funny. And I do now remember deeply the Tasmanian devil, how powerful and trippy he was. It suits you really well. Now, the other person that puts me in line every week, and Golly Bum, put me in order just a minute ago when he said he was 45 times NASCAR champion. I said 40, but he put me in my place. I'm talking about my student, the one and only Dean Pyle. Dean, you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here. Well, the only reason I say that is because you got a lot of NASCAR people that'll be listening, and they won top 10, like Andy Watford, you know, and they win a bunch of top 10, so I got to make sure I throw my titles out there because top 10s is different, you know. Than
okay.
So I just got to mess with them. I'm just messing with people.
What cartoon character in your career most suited your personality? This is going to be a fun one now. Would you be considered to be like Superman, Batman, Daffy Duck, Tweety Bird, or Bugs Bunny? Or you have a new one for me?
I got a new one for you, but of course everybody, you know, knows that Joe nicknamed me Wolverine because of my aggression. But I tell you, probably Captain Caveman. Captain Caveman. You remember
Captain Caveman?
Yeah, you know, he came to the big club and he'd go ooga booga, and he would, you know, his bat, he would always have the bird in.
Yeah, I remember him now. Yeah.
And he would say, Captain Caveman, you know, and then he could just be, you know, he would run around. That would be kind of like me, just, you know, Captain Cat. Not, you know, people couldn't really understand what I was saying because of my accent. And, you know, when you mix Cherokee language and then a southern accent, you know, really, people really get confused. And, you know, so, yeah, Captain Caveman, that would be it.
That's perfect. That's good. So help me if I make a mistake. We got Miss Piggy. We got Super Chicken. We got Johnny Quest. We got Batman. And now Captain Caveman. Well, you know, people are probably wondering what I thought. I always thought of myself as like a Bug Bunny because I was not a smart aleck, but I always came back with a remark no matter how it was. And Bugs Bunny was like that. He just always came back with the right thing. And you're right, AJ. You got to have a little sense of humor in life. And to be a leader, you got to learn to go with the flow, make people feel good about themselves, and then always try to improve people like Jesse Bowen does with his books and the things that he does. Now, that is the six, ladies and gentlemen. That's six incredible people that we put on the air, and we ask them serious questions most of the time. But tonight, we were a little comical, and I hope you enjoyed it. Now, moving right along, I have someone very special. He allowed me to be a part of his invention, and along with Marie Shanahan and Rick Shanahan and all of the developers, Nick and Day and golly, Vince, I want to say a big shout-out to virtual reality. I know that everybody knows what virtual reality is, but no one has experienced virtual reality like these guys have done with SetVR.app. But for me to explain it, it'd be so hard. So I'm going to let the inventor, Dr. Reznor Lee, explain it to you so you can really understand the concept of it. Reggie, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir. Good evening. How are you doing tonight?
Good evening. So we've come a long way in a year's time of advertising SetVR. But I want you to explain to the listeners exactly what SetVR is and then how the museum deals with it. Go ahead, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Reginald Lee.
Yes. Imagine having a program you can take anywhere to practice your skills anytime to improve muscle memory and to develop a reflex response to a threat. We at SetVR continue to be super excited about our program, self-defense enhancement training, and virtual reality as a platform whereby you can continue to practice your skills in self-defense anytime, anywhere, when you want. The program is portable and compact. You can take it anywhere you travel. And even during a pandemic, you continue to practice your skills in self-defense while practicing social distancing. With the Oculus Rift or Oculus Quest headset, you'll be transported to a virtual reality platform whereby a hologram will confront and attack you when you least expect it with random attacks. The goal of SetVR is to have you to be able to neutralize an attack or threat that is sudden, unpredictable, and random. To be able to practice to improve your skills in evasion through angular, linear, circular movements, to avoid and place you in an opportunity position of a position of an advantage to neutralize an attack, to improve your skills in timing, speed, and accuracy, develop muscle memory, and to develop a reflex response to a threat or stimulus, to neutralize without hesitation. For example, as if you would place your hand on a hot stove, you will develop a reflex response. This is a platform whereby you can practice to utilize what you've been taught in schools and your foreign economies on a program of application against a stimulus that is a random attack to practice anywhere, anytime, when you want.
Okay.
We've implemented a program of mindfulness, of stretching, meditation exercise, and we'll also present you with your own personal yoga instructor. We will continue to update SetVR in the future to help you to practice to maximize the application of self-defense when you want and where you want. So please continue to visit our website at setvr.app. That's SETVR.app. We continue to be proud to endorse Professor Gary Lee and the Sports Karate Museum to be the future platform of his vision of the History Portal, which SetVR has introduced Professor Gary Lee as the Wisdom Warrior. But before meeting the Wisdom Warrior, one must neutralize the hologram attacker at the gate of the History Portal. After defeating the hologram, you'll be introduced to our core history general to view the history of George Roy Curbin, George Minishu, Mike Dillard, the owner of Century Martial Arts and Black Belt Magazine, and our one and only Wisdom Warrior, Professor Gary Lee. With that, Professor Gary, a few words about your vision of the History Portal.
Well, to be able to document the history of great people, that was the vision of getting involved with SetVR.app and allowing the first core group. As you said, Roy Curbin, who invented the two-point kick in America, Mike Dillard, the owner of Black Belt Magazine and Century Martial Arts, George Minshew, who created the first gold championship ring for open competition, and then Chris Minshew, who is the NBA world champion in the core group. That's amazing. And then every month after we get established, we're going to add a new history general. So eventually, all the history generals of the sport karate will be there so people around the world can see how sport karate was invented. Now, Reggie, I want to say something to you that's really personal. You are an amazing man. You're not only a martial artist who trained with the great Rick Rubin, rest in peace, but you're also a medical doctor. Through the past 2 years, you've been fighting this terrible pandemic, and you work in a hospital and you save lives. You're a very special man.
Sport Karate Museum, blog, radio, show with special guest Randy Boom Boom Blake Jr., five-time world kickboxing champion.
I guess Jesse's doing a commercial. But anyway, Reggie, I want to say you're the best, buddy. And for allowing the Sport Karate Museum to be a part of it, it really, really means a lot. And I want to thank you publicly, buddy. So you doing good tonight?
Yes. Thank you for having us on your show, sir. Thank you.
Well,
Gary?
Thank you, Reggie. Yeah, AJ.
You can't forget the fact how much fun the kids have with that program. I mean,
yes.
You know, I watched them in South Carolina, and they were fighting over it. They didn't want to take it off. And,
yes.
You know, that's saying something, you know, because, you know, you got a generation of kids that are on computer games all the time, and they're not sitting there at a computer game on this. They're active. So it's giving them good exercise and activity at the same time.
Well, you know, the neat thing that what Dr. Lee has done, he's made it fun. He's made it a heck of a workout. It's progressive and very educational. And, again, a big shout-out to Maureen Shanahan and Rick Shanahan and Dr. Richard Lee and all the developers that have put it together. And a big thank you
to the idea of virtual reality where you're inside the program. You're not just looking at it. But remember, ladies and gentlemen, you can go to Google. That's right, Google. And just type in FETVR.app. And you can see the demo of what Dr. Lee has just expressed. So, Reggie, you have a good night, buddy. And I'll talk to you real soon, okay, sir?
Thank you, sir. You too.
You're welcome. Now, this segment is kind of interesting. You know, he is an amazing man. Everybody knows him as Dean Pyle, but he has an alias called the Wolverine. But every week, we kind of take the leash off. He kind of says what he means. He means what he says, and he certainly can back it up. Wolverine, quit knocking
yes, sir.
People out. Come on. There you go.
I'm here.
Now, Wolverine,
yes, sir.
Your question is real simple. Does the Wolverine need a sense of humor?
Oh, man. Listen, I'm constantly messing with my students and people because I have I yell at people all day in the military, so my voice sounds gruff all the time. So it's really easy for me just to pick jokes and people
check
not know when I'm being serious.
For the release
you know,
of his new
it's
book.
Just like when I say, put your phones on mute so people are talking can hear it. When I say stuff like that, you know, it's just the way that I say stuff. I'm not being ugly. It's just how I sound. So, I'm constantly picking and constantly messing with people. I think you have to do that if you're, you know, if you, like you say, if you want to have a good class, you just want to have, you know, just to break the ice, keep new students get real intimidated a lot of times, and especially in settings where, like in our school, we have a boxing ring, we have a combatives pit, we have an octagon cage. So, you know, it gets kind of, you know, intimidating with that. So we use humor all the time to break jokes and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, you gotta have a sense of humor. And I love picking people and messing with them just to you know all the time. Yeah, you gotta do that. I'm constantly joking and pranking people all the time and you know like even on the side of the coward I'm constantly doing that to people you know so
well,
just, you gotta
coward,
have a sense of humor
speaking of the coward give me a little short rundown where are you at
well actually we just found out we've been trying to close on some property and waiting for some stuff like that because the movie business you want to make sure you have your locations and things don't have to change in case you have to go back. So we had a property go up for sale. So we had actually two properties. So we had to wait. One property was the Mistletoe Bowl, and it got bought out. So we changed our location to where the Stone resident was. So we found another beautiful home because, you know, a lot of these people, you know, they buy stuff. They want to change things in the house or, you know, or they think, oh, because it's a movie, they want all this incredible amount of money and advertise. Look, if you want advertisement, you don't get money. That's just the way Hollywood works. But we waited on that, and then some of the scenes where the old barn scenes will be, that'll be a big mainstay. We just got done getting that. So actually, I think it's the 15th of May is when they just told me we could come in. So the Coward movie trailers will start moving in, and they will start doing set dressing. And what that means is getting some of the stuff turned into like an old karate school and things of that nature. So it'll be, you know, not a karate school, but like a family place where a family trains. So it's going to be really cool. It's going to be awesome.
We're really excited about having you in October at the Judge Roy Kirby's event and the Coward display and everything. And that's going to be really exciting because I hope by October you're rocking and rolling in. The Coward, ladies and gentlemen, is a new movie adventure that Dean Pyle is. He actually wrote it, and he's a stunt coordinator for it, and it stars a lot of cool people like Dan Severin, A.J. Perry, my co-host, Ernest Miller. I mean, just an amazing group of people. And I wish him the best. Wolverine, I wish you the best,
yes.
Buddy.
What a...
Well, ladies and gentlemen.
Let me thank you in Cherokee. And, Professor, I will send you a little link. We have a clip of the movie, like a little teaser, but it's rough cut, but I'll send it to you. It's without anything, and it looks amazing, and we hadn't even sent it through final yet. So, I'll put that in your group message and send it to you.
Cool. And that reminds me, I'm sure that Jesse Bowen's listening right now. I want to make sure that Jesse sends a link to all you guys from the sex, Dr. Lee, and you too, Mr. Blake, that you can actually send this link out to people so they'll know to listen to the show. Now, I want to bring Randy Blake back on, Champion Randy Blake. Randy, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Randy, this is a little game that we created with Bob White, the great Kimball man, 9 years ago. This is where I say a name, and you got 2 minutes to talk about him. You ready?
I'm as ready as I'm going to get.
Okay. Well, you know them or heard of them or read about them or know them personally? Here we go. Apollo in Oklahoma, the guy that used to train you.
Okay. I'll think Apollo Creed. Apollo is a karate guy. He's a promoter now. He starred in some movies back in the day. He's got quite a few knockouts. After black belt, think he was a ladies man back in his day. Not so much nowadays, but and I think he eats cheeseburgers a lot. Running.
That's cool. Okay, I'll get you with another one. Chuck Norris.
Okay. Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris is the guru, the founder, the grandfather. He's inspired many, myself included. Walker, Texas Ranger, WCL World Combat League founder. In all words, just bad to the bone.
Yeah. Well, Randy, I want to say something to you. Thank you for being on the show tonight, and I wish you the best in your career. And I want to get you back on the air before June 1st, when you do your book, so we can pump it again. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's the great Randy Blake, WCL champion, and also 5-time ISKA champion. Now, we've got a big event coming up in October 7th and 8th. That's very special. At 3 o'clock in Houston, Texas, three individuals that are very important to the world are going to receive their honorary black belt. Sylvester Stallone from the Rocky movies and Balboa movies and The Expendables. That's right. And also Terry Funk, the WWF superstar and the owner of the John Paul Mitchell National Karate Team, John Paul Genorio. All three of these gentlemen will receive their honorary black belt that night. And also, Mr. Stallone will be inducted into the London Black Belt Hall of Fame, along into the United States.
This
Black
show
Ball
is sponsored by
and
Elite Publishing.
Then we're going to do a
Everyone
memorial
has a story. You just have to
really
get it out.
Important people that we lost in a month's time during this terrible pandemic. Mr. J. Pat Burleson, Harry Mock, Leo Fong, Reverend Pack, a couple others, Lynn Keeney. I mean, it's overwhelming. But we lost a great bit of knowledge in a month's time. But we're going to pay tribute to these gentlemen October 7th in Houston, Texas, at the West Chase Marriott. Then Saturday morning will be the
Elite
Incredible COD Awards. This is where you have to have 100 first places just to be invited. And that'll be on Saturday morning. Then Saturday night,
We've got an incredible group of people coming in to vote and pay tribute to the great Judge Roy Kirby. People like Eric Lee, Ron Marchini, Joe Corley. I mean, it goes on. So it's going to be an incredible time in Houston, Texas, at the Westgate Marriott, October 7th and 8th. And for more information, to talk to the museum personally, you can call 713-483-0476. Now, if you want to know more about information about the Fort Crowder Museum, you can see all the work that Professor Thomas Stoneman has done by going to www.sportkaratemuseumarchives.com. That's spelled ARCHIVES.com. And you can see the updated version of the webpage that Professor Thomas Stoneman has put together. And ladies and gentlemen, I really want you to understand that we work hard every week by bringing interviews and having the sex talking about the future, only because we care about the present, we care about the past, and we care about the people, the movers and shakers that are changing the world of martial arts and sport karate. And I mean this from the heart, ladies and gentlemen. I say it every week, and I do mean it. Mahalo and aloha. Good night, everybody. Good night. What a great show. Thank you.
Good night. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.